Capital Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The 10th week of the Nebraska Legislature has concluded. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director of Nebraska Family Alliance. Wednesday, you provided testimony on LB 519. Senator Julie Slama introduced this bill, and it's in relationship to human trafficking. It's important to us.
That's right, Karen. We were really excited to support this bill from Senator Slama because it's all about ensuring justice for victims of the most heinous crimes, the trafficking of children and possession of child pornography.
Senator Slama, during her testimony, highlighted that in Nebraska, 47 high school girls are trafficked in our state every year.
It's a shocking and sad statistic, but unfortunately, it's a reality here in our state. And so we need to continue to do everything that we can to make sure that we're getting justice for victims. The bill also gives law enforcement the necessary tools to crack down on traffickers and buyers by allowing them to utilize wiretaps to intercept communications relating to trafficking. And this actually proved very useful and effective just recently in Florida. There was a major investigation into a human trafficking ring, and that was able to be discovered because of months of surveillance, including wiretaps, that led to the breakup of an international trafficking ring. And unfortunately, we know that Nebraska is not immune to human trafficking, so this is a necessary and important bill.
We also provided opposition testimony to LB 692, which is an attempt to repeal the commemorative birth certificates for families that have experienced the loss of miscarriage.
You know, Karen, last year, the legislature passed a really important bill creating this commemorative certificate for babies that are lost to miscarriage. And it's all about helping grieving families. And it's already bringing that closure and validation to so many families across Nebraska. And we want to make sure that every parent who is grieving the loss of a child still has the opportunity to learn about this certificate. That's why we oppose 692. And we want to keep letting people know that this is an option that they deserve to have.
Well, we appreciate you joining us for the Capitol Buzz. And until next week, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Buzz, brought to you by Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues impacting your family, freedom, and life.